Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
I'm Tom Rowe, reporting 538.com, currently reports Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 88.9% of his votes.
Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that U.S. Representative John Faso announced federal legislation on September 19th that would preempt part of New York's scaffold law. The law, passed in 1885, puts, quote, liability for workers' gravity-related injuries, such as falling from a ladder, on contractors and property owners when it is found that proper safety measures weren't in place, end quote. Faso's bill would require that a comparative negligence standard be applied for projects using federal funding. Quote, if you use federal dollars, you shouldn't be able to waste them, Faso said at a news conference. Quote, and I want to see all of the federal dollars go for construction jobs. I don't want them to go for unnecessary construction liability insurance costs, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that as Republicans in Washington, D.C. attempt another go at gutting the current national health care system, Governor Andrew Cuomo said September 18th that he now supports single-payer health care at both the federal and state levels. Quote, I think that would be a good idea, Cuomo said on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show when asked about a Bernie Sanders-backed Medicare for All system. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has signed on to the bill. New York Senator Chuck Schumer has not. Quote, I'm afraid the Republicans come back with health care reform, end quote, the governor added. Quote, I think we're in the eye of the storm where it's apparently quiet right now on health care. I think the back half of the storm is going to come around. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Dan Goldberg reports in Politico New York that Representative John Faso says he is waiting for the Senate to vote on the latest plan to cut health care and taxes for millions of Americans before he decides. Quote, I have serious questions about how that would play in New York State, Faso said at an unrelated press conference in Albany September 19th. Quote, I'm concerned about some aspects of it, but candidly, I haven't looked at it in depth for the last few months. Let's see what the Senate does before I speak more definitively about it, end quote. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities estimates $19 billion in Medicaid cuts in New York. Quote, I don't know where those numbers came from, but I'm very troubled by that approach, Faso said. Quote, what it really is doing is it's attempting to rejigger the Medicaid allocation now, and I think would be a fairly severe shock to our healthcare system. But again, I want to see the written analysis and not just rely on what someone says in the newspaper, end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York.
The Spotlight 19 subscribable audio shows, episode 15, will feature an interview with Representative John Faso. The show released an excerpt this week, and they asked him his opinion on the new tax cut plan that will be voted on next week. This was his answer.
Your office has indicated to me in my calls placed to the D.C. office that you don't have a position yet on the Graham-Cassidy bill, the latest iteration of an Obamacare repeal that will definitely lead to more people here in New York 19 uninsured. You've twice voted to repeal Obamacare, and after its failure this summer, you indicated that you'd be working on some Obamacare fixes. Will you vote against the Graham-Cassidy bill, which will definitely result in more uninsured here in New York 19?
Well, I frankly, at this juncture, I'm doubtful that it will make it to the House. I'm frankly dubious that it would be past the Senate. And the last time I looked closely at Graham-Cassidy was about last March or April, and I was frankly skeptical of its impact upon our state at that time. But we are on a district work week now, so I am waiting to get a briefing from the health staff in the House so that I can better formulate a position on it. But as I said, I'm pretty skeptical of the approach that they're taking, and I do think that it would have an overly broad and dramatically negative impact from what my recollection was of the discussion back in April on our state.
Is it your position that the Medicaid expansion, one of the things that Graham-Cassidy proposes is to redistribute Medicaid expansion funds away from New York and to redistribute it to all of the states? Is that something you'd be in support of?
No. that's a feature that I don't like. Now, let me tell you that one of the underlying problems with the Medicaid expansion is that the program is growing at a rate and at a level that is going to be unaffordable for our citizens and the federal government and taxpayers. So it's vitally important that we come up with reforms that can slow the growth of Medicaid spending, because it is rapidly outstripping our ability to pay. We are going, and I see this in my vantage on the Budget Committee, right now we're about $20 trillion in debt, and within 10 years that's going to be $29 trillion. And the Medicaid expansion is one of the main drivers of our out-year deficits. Now, it is not in and of itself the main driver, but there are other factors. But it is one of those factors. And so I do think we have to find ways that we can slow the growth of Medicaid spending, but I'm not convinced that the proposal that we're seeing from the Senate is the way to go.
The full episode of Spotlight 19 with the whole interview with John Fazio will be out next week. We ask that you subscribe to the podcast. And if you haven't called John Fazio, make sure you do and let him know that New York 19 will not be benefiting from this bill and he should definitely vote against it. His phone number is 202-225-5614. Again, 202-225-5614. I hope you all give him a call and let him know how devastating this bill could potentially be for New York 19. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, that was the Spotlight 19 subscribable audio show that will be out next week. An early excerpt of their interview with Representative John Fazio. As he said in that interview, it is a work week, which means he's back in the district, and we have been monitoring his public schedule page at on the web, and he has listed zero public events for the entire week.